This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure. Appreciate so much the time you spend with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being involved, being engaged. That's what you're supposed to be, isn't it? And again, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right, so I'm going to deal with the Amy Barrett thing in a little bit. You know, I mean, everybody else is starting off with it. I don't have to. You saw it. Just amazing. And tomorrow, we're going to have witnesses. Anyway, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And I really do appreciate the time that you're involved and engaged. If you head up to the website, I wish you would, you'll find, you know, we've got stories up there, we've got a poll up there, there's all kinds of stuff you can get involved with. If you want to. If you don't want to, you don't have to. I don't work that way. You know, if you want tech, you know, somebody say, I don't want emails. All right, good. Then do it a little different. All you got to do is, how about text alert? Text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. Here's a surprise. Well, it's not a surprise to me. We've been talking about it for a while. This is mass exodus from New York and San Francisco and other areas. And they can't figure out why. Now, some are blaming it on Trump and the economy and the whole nine curves of this because, you know, it's never their fault, right? It's that is, as I have said a million times, it is the party of non-responsibility. They don't do anything wrong. But New York City landlords, I mean, they're offering all kinds of incentives to get people to move back in or stay. I don't know, what could you offer me to have to duck and dodge, you know, human excrement piles in the street? I'm just asking. Some of the country's largest cities are dealing with an apartment inventory glut, which is causing the prices to plummet. Well, of course, who wants to jump over somebody sleeping in the middle of the walkway to get to your apartment? San Francisco saw the prices fall the furthest in September. This is from Realtor.com. A one-bedroom unit fell 25%. Oh, my God. But they don't see it coming. Look, you know, if you want some entertainment, I know it sounds kind of boring, but it isn't. Just tune in to the San Francisco Board of Supervisors and the stuff that they deal with and how they talk about it. You just roll around laughing. Really, they don't talk about real issues. They just want to feel good about themselves. Two other cities in California, San Mateo and Santa Clara, they experienced the second and third largest drop in average one-bedroom rent prices, followed by Suffolk, Massachusetts, and Manhattan. The median rent for a one-bedroom apartment in Manhattan declined 15% in a year. The renters have to keep adapting to the pandemic. Many are seeking more affordable housing. You see, they're blaming all this on Trump, because if he didn't get in front of this, or if he had gotten in front of it, then none of this would have happened. We'd still be living, well, think about it. if he governed the way they want them to govern, like Chuck Schumer, a lot of you forgot what he said shortly after President Trump was elected. Schumer was doing an interview, and the first thing he said was, look, as long as he governs, like from our side, we're good with him. So in other words, we don't care that the people elected a Republican and or a non-Democrat. I'll put it this way. We don't care that the people elected a non-Democrat president, but he better act like a Democrat. They don't care. They have never cared what you thought. They have, well, they care what you think because they want to get elected, but they don't care how good or bad it is for you. They never have. Get it through your thick skulls. They don't care. They will lie to you to get what they want, and then they will do absolutely nothing for you once they're in. Look around. Look at Pelosi's area. Just keep it California. Look at Pelosi. Look at Maxine Waters. They're getting a gazillion dollars. That's it. They're getting rich while you're sleeping in the street and pooping without toilet paper on the street. Anyway, the you know, less people are moving and less people are staying in the cities, which means less taxes are coming in. They're having a harder time keeping up with it. Right? The Bay Area, Manhattan, Boston, Seattle, Washington, D.C. They're seeing mass exoduses. It's like a dam is broken. And frankly, cutting rents isn't going to help. You've got to cut rents. You've got to fix the crime problem and the dirt. Crime and grime. San Francisco's chief economist, Ted Egan, said the city experienced a 43% decline in sales tax. Come on, let that sink in. And that was just between April and June. There's no services. There's no money coming in. Why stay? Wait till they stop picking up the trash. Maybe really. Well, areas throughout California experienced a decline in sales tax revenues. Other cities had an uptick. Little ones. Little cities. Places where people aren't moving out of. It's still, you know, there's still decent little places to live. For the moment, the area I live in is a decent little area to live in, but it's mostly run by conservative Republicans. Which, whether people want to hear it or not, I know some people, you know what? They do better. It's because of their conservative values. They don't spend everything in the savings account. Anyway, Sheldon Senior Host, always a pleasure. Don't go far. Dan Pillow joins me in the next hour. You need information on your taxes. It's coming up on that time again. I know, real quick, huh? We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back! Always a pleasure to be with you. And I mean that sincerely. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. You got to get engaged. You got to get involved. You know, seriously, people. You just got to make sure, you make sure that you're informed, that you're getting the right information from the right people. It's really that, as far as I'm concerned, it's really that simple. Anyway, you know, I really love having this guy on the show. I love the information he gives us. My favorite time of the week when I have Dan Pilla on the line with me, and I always appreciate his time with us, because I don't care who you are.
I don't care how sure of yourself you are, but every one of us, when you get that letter, you know, you get a little hair go up on the back of your neck from the IRS, the three most, IRS, you know, just you, all you have to do is hear those letters, and it brings most people to their knees. But you don't have to be. Dan has taught me a lot over the last few years. Hopefully he taught you a lot as well. Dan, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me.
My pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and there's three other letters that should be scaring people, too. It's the SBA. You know, SBA's been helping with the...
SBA and PPP and EIDL. And, you know, we got this alphabet soup of all these programs and agencies that people are up to their neck with this stuff. And 9 out of 10 folks don't know what to do about this stuff. And so, you know, maybe we can give them a little help, Joe. I don't know.
Well, listen, and don't call the guy who's going to give you help for $9.95 an hour. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I could save you millions in your tax liabilities. Just send me $542. We'll get this all taken care of for you. And I hear those ads all the time, and they make me nuts because I know some of them I've heard horror stories about, and I look them up online. People, you know that you can review things online. Now, you know, I won't say take it with a grain of salt, but make sure that you're paying attention because some people are never really happy. But the SBA, you know, for small businesses right now, people are hanging out there with those PPP loans. And, you and I were joking before we went on the air, which was there are a lot of restaurants that took those loans to stay alive. And then you got people like Governor Newsom who said, well, I know you got the money, but you still can't open up. And they're gone.
Yeah,
they're done.
Yeah,
now
yeah,
what?
That's the exact same thing happened in Minnesota, and it's true all over the country, Joe, where people go out and get these PPP loans, particularly early on in the process when it first started, because you know when the very first batch of rules came out. You had to get your PPP loan before, I forget what the deadline, I think June 30th was the deadline, and then you had to spend the money right away, and you had to spend 75% of it on wages.
Yep.
Well, okay, that's all well and good, but if you can't even operate your business, how are you going to spend 75% of your money on wages when all your employees are sitting at home? Because your doors are locked courtesy of the governor.
Right. Oh, yeah, and restaurants who are trying to stay alive now, we're told they could only, I mean, for all intents and purposes, they could only work off 20%, 25% of their income because they could only fill the seats at 25% capacity. What's the IRS and SBA going to do about this? They're not going to be able to enforce getting that money back. I mean, I don't see how.
Well, yeah, that's a good question, Joe. If a corporation took the PPP money, of course, nobody had to make personal guarantees for the PPP. Let me rephrase that. No corporations had to make personal guarantees to get the PPP money. But if you got it in your own name, of course, then it's your liability. And the question is, how is it going to be enforced? If you're out of business and you've got no means of collecting, it's the same situation that the IRS is faced with when a taxpayer owes, an individual owes tens of thousands of dollars to the IRS and doesn't have any money. It's a good news, bad news situation. And I tell this to my clients all the time. You know, a guy will say, well, Dan, I owe $100,000. I don't know what to do. You know, I'm down to subsistence level income, you know, $4,000 a month, $5,000 a month for my family. I got no assets. You know, I don't know what to do. It's a disaster. It's a catastrophe. And I say, well, there's good news and bad news. The bad news is you're broke. The good news is you're broke because you've got nothing they can get. When you're in a situation where you don't have any assets, any equity and assets that can be liquidated to pay them, and you've got a situation where your monthly income is subsistence level, that is enough, that is to say it's enough to pay your basic living expenses and your current taxes and nothing else, then you're in the sweet spot to do a negotiation with the IRS for literally a couple of cents on the dollar. If you owe them, let's say you owe them $100,000, you might settle that case for $2,000 or $3,000, Joe, or even less, depending on the situation.
Wow. You know, it was funny. Some of the questions that came to me, not today, obviously, but earlier, was, you know, when the IRS comes after you, do they take everything? Will they take your car that's only worth $4,000 or $5,000 or the $2,200 you have sitting in your bank account when you're making minimum wage, for instance?
Well, first of all, Joe, it's important to understand that if you do nothing, all right, if you just bury your head in the sand and run from the IRS and you don't respond to their inquiries and notices and whatnot, The answer is, yeah, they can take just about everything. If you step up and play ball with them, there are exemptions that they have to recognize, and particularly when we're in an offer and compromise negotiation, there are exemptions and limitations they have to recognize. For example, let me just give you an example here. Let's say your only asset is $10,000, is a car that's got a fair market value of $10,000, right? Let's just say that.
Right.
You owe the IRS, I don't care how much you owe the IRS, it could be 40 grand, it could be 40 million, it doesn't matter. We're gonna negotiate and our only asset is that $10,000 car. Well, the first thing the IRS does is they clip the value by 20%, alright? They use what they call quick sale value for purposes of figuring equity in an asset. So the quick sale value is 80% of fair market. So that gets us down to 8,000, right?
Right.
10,000 times 0.8 is 8 grand. So now we're talking about an $8,000 car, not a $10,000 car. Now let's just say the loan on the car is, let's just pick a number and say it's 4 grand. All right, so the car's worth $8,000. We owe $4,000 on the car. That gives us a net value of $4,000, right? Now, there's an exclusion for the automobile of $3,450. So now we got to take out the exclusion, and that leaves $550 of equity in the car. If your only asset is a $10,000 car, based on this calculation we just did, then you owe the IRS $550 for the value of that automobile.
Wow. Yeah, that's
beautiful thing, man.
Oh, hey, look at, and you know, I'm sitting here, my eyes are glazing over, but I get it. And I just feel bad for a lot of these, and I shouldn't, but I feel bad for a lot of these people, especially the restaurant workers, right? That you got, what, 40% of the restaurants in L.A. are going down and going down hard or already gone. I have a couple of friends that were restaurant owners, and they said, look, it made absolutely no sense. We couldn't even make the payments on the electric bill in trying to, you know.
Yeah, well, this is true. It's true all over the country, Joe. There's no question about this. In Minnesota here, the governor opened up restaurants at 50% of capacity. But you know, it's just not enough. I mean, you can't roll the tables over fast enough to get profitable. And in the little town that we work in here, Stillwater, Minnesota, east of the Twin Cities on the river, you walk down Main Street, Joe. Now this was a tourist town, right? This was the town right on the river.
You got to hold that thought because we believe in capitalism here. And I want you to tell that story on the side of the break. We'll be back in a minute. People, don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry. After technical delays Wednesday, the Senate confirmation hearings continued. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal keeping things light.
Welcome back, Judge Barrett, and to your family as well. I hope you got some rest.
I did have a glass of wine. I'll tell you that I needed that at the end of the day.
Well, let me just say on that kind of point, you have a right to remain silent.
Final day of hearings is Thursday. President Trump's 14-year-old son, Barron, contracted the COVID-19 virus, as reported by the First Lady. Dick Brennan from CBS 2 in New York City has more.
After she and President Trump tested positive, she worried about Barron. He at first tested negative, but soon did test positive. She writes that Barron is a strong teenager and exhibited no symptoms, and he has since tested negative.
The Trump family is now virus-free at this time. USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, a couple of nitwits.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Show. 855-732-5566. Get involved, get engaged, and learn. I mean, seriously, pick up something here. I don't bring these people in here because I got nobody else to bring. I like to give you some information, stuff that you can actually step out on. Take a listen.
We're back at it. Dan Pill is with me, and I always appreciate his time. Check him out at Tax Help Online, taxhelponline.com. And Dan was telling us about, you know, what's going on in his small city, as is going on across the country with these restaurant owners that are having to close down because you can't make any money. I mean, you can't even pay your bills at 25% capacity. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's exactly right. And I was saying this little town that I work in here, Stillwater, Minnesota, just east of the Twin Cities, is a tourist town. And it's a hot spot in the summertime because it's right on the river, and there's all kinds of restaurants, and there's stores, and there's shops, and there's antique places, you know, and people come from all over the area to hang out in Stillwater in the evenings and on the weekends. Well, you walk down Main Street in Stillwater right now, and Joe, I'll bet you one out of every five buildings has got a for lease sign in the window now, because these buildings, these companies, shops, restaurants have folded up now over the course of the summer. It's really heartbreaking.
Oh yeah, because these are not major restaurants. This is mom and pop who put their life savings together, and or maybe they've even had the restaurant 20, 25, 30 years. You know, I've seen stories about pizzerias,
that's,
right?
That's exactly right, Joe. I mean, there's not a single chain restaurant on this, in this downtown area of Stillwater. Now, there's chains up on the hill away from the tourist area, but not downtown. These are all mom and pop type operations,
yep.
Boutique type shops, and they're folding up.
Yep, and again, if you're listening, you've got one of these small shops, you know, you can go to taxhelponline.com. Maybe Dan can help you negotiate or whatever it is you got to do with the IRS, because you're going to have to do something, right? I mean, even in bankruptcy, it doesn't wipe out your tax. You and I had talked about this. Doesn't necessarily wipe out your tax debt, does it?
Well, it doesn't necessarily wipe out the tax debt, Joe, but that is a secret that needs to be told, and that is that federal income tax debts can be discharged in bankruptcy under the proper circumstances. Now, if you owe an employment tax debt, and this is very, very common with businesses that are folding up, and then not just COVID-type closures, but just failed businesses in general, often go under owing the IRS employment taxes. Now, those types of taxes cannot be discharged in bankruptcy. But if it's your personal income tax 1040 tax liability, under certain circumstances that can be discharged in bankruptcy, and you need to know what those circumstances are, Joe, because it enhances your capacity to negotiate with the IRS when you've got a dischargeable tax debt.
Well, for these small businesses that are closing, that again, you know, they took the money, hoping to keep, I mean, in all honesty, hoping to keep the business open, you know, cranked away, tried to do it. Now they've closed, given their last nickel to the last employee that locked the door on the way out. Now they're in, I don't know, they owe $30,000 or $35,000 in payroll taxes. Is there any relief or any way to...
Yeah, absolutely. The first thing to understand is that when we're talking about an offering compromise with the IRS, Joe, that is to say the capacity to negotiate directly with the IRS based on based on your ability to pay. So you owe 35, 40 grand, you know, you can't pay that, you can pay 2 or 3 or 4 thousand, whatever the number is. That negotiation is available for every type of tax liability there is. It doesn't make any difference what type of tax you owe, whether it's income tax, your own Social Security taxes, employment taxes from your failed business, the employees withholding money that should have been paid over but wasn't, any type of federal tax that you owe, federal excise taxes of every description, they're all subject to this offer and compromise procedure, Joe, every single one of them. And I will say this, the vast majority of states in the country also have a similar, not the same, but a similar offer and compromise program that gives you an opportunity to negotiate with state governments as well. And so if you owe state income taxes, or in most cases, failed businesses, Joe, go down with large sales tax obligations,
yeah,
right? That is very, very common.
Yeah,
those types of liabilities are also subject to being negotiated.
Interesting. And the average taxpayer, if you would, is running around, you know, that has their businesses and they're closing up. This is stuff that keeps them up at night because they're looking around at their house going, oh, my God, I could lose my house. I could lose my car, whatever else I got going on. And, you know, we'll have to do some in-depth stuff on offers and compromises at some point because I don't think people, you know, you hear all kinds of crazy commercials, you know, and you hear about an offer and compromise that was made that wiped out X amount of debt. And then you hear about these ones that are they're uncollectible or something right now. But does that mean the IRS can pop its head up and 5 years ago, you just got you hit the lottery for $50K. That's ours.
Well, yeah, it's possible, and people need to understand that the offer and compromise program, and you're right, you hear a lot of commercials on TV and or on the radio, and the thing that people need to understand is that there is no magic number with these offers, Joe. There's no magic wand, and there's no magic number. What I mean by that is it's not a 10 cents on the dollar deal, it's not a 15 cents on the dollar deal, it's not, you know, pay half and pay the balance over the next 10 years. That's not how it works. It's all based on your specific facts and circumstances, your income and expenses, your assets and liabilities. So everybody's settlement could be different. It's not unusual. It's not unusual at all to settle these cases for, you know, a couple of cents on the dollar. It's also not unusual to settle for, you know, 30, 40, or 50 cents on the dollar. It just depends on the situation. I just negotiated one here not long ago. The client owed about $2.5 million. No. Client owed about $1.5 million.
Wow.
And we settled for $220,000. All right. That's not, you know, that's not 2 cents on the dollar. It's still a lot of money to have to pay the IRS, but under the circumstances, it was a doggone good deal.
Oh, yeah. I'll take that twice. You know, I mean, seriously. And then they have this thing, I hear ads all the time go, it's uncollectible. And
right.
But they lead you to believe again that it's something that the IRS can pop their head up with, because I pay attention to words. I listen to how people lay things out. But uncollectible doesn't mean it goes away either, does it?
No, you're exactly right. And in fact, in my book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, I got a chapter in that book that talks very specifically about this so-called uncollectible status. I refer to it as the life jacket program, and I call it the life jacket, Joe, precisely because it doesn't solve your problem. If you go overboard and you're adrift and you've got the life jacket on, you're not going to drown, all right? But on the other hand, it doesn't solve your problem either because you're not fished out of the drink yet. What uncollectible status does, here's what this determination is. The IRS looks at the current income and expenses, and they make the determination that you do not have the capacity to make a payment at this time. So what they do is they'll freeze the collection account. They push the hold button on the collection account, and it freezes the account for a period of time. Usually it's a minimum of 2 years. It can be longer. But what happens is the liability does not go away. It gives you, the taxpayer, an opportunity to get on your feet, to get current so that you're not falling further behind. All right, so it gives you this latitude to get your situation stabilized so nothing is made worse over that at minimum 2 year period of time. And then the IRS revisits the question. If your circumstances have improved, now maybe you can make some payments. And if things aren't better, now maybe you qualify for an offer and compromise and you can get the liability erased completely.
Wow, you know, and again, I'm not, you don't have these kind of commercials, and I'm not just saying that because you're on with me. If people listen, you lay it out in plain simple English. But, you know, I'm hearing all these commercials, and they must know that there's going to be all these liabilities or tax liabilities that are going to come up from taking these payroll loans and what have you, because that's what they're, you hear a lot of I don't want to make fun of anybody in particular, but you hear a lot of these guys popping up going, yes, we got them in an uncollectible status. Well, the average Joe is sitting there going, oh, great, cool, I'm out from under that thing. But the way you just explained it, no, you're actually not out from under that liability at that time. They've just, as you put it, they just put you on hold for a couple of years to see what happens.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And there's the other thing you need to realize, Joe, and that is if the IRS has tax liens in place against you, those liens are not removed when they close the case as uncollectible. If they don't have tax liens against you, they can file those liens when they close the case as uncollectible. So it is in every sense of the word. It's a temporary reprieve.
Wow.
It is not a permanent solution. Now, under the right circumstances, it can be helpful, but it's not the first choice for resolution.
Quickly, before we go to break, though, if you have a small business and you were, I won't say take it in, but you were kind of thought that you're free and clear and you're in one of these situations. Dan, can they buy your book and then call you for help on maybe, do you want to get out of this situation? Is this something that you want to, well, let's answer this on the other side of the break. We'll be back in a second, people, because
sure,
it might take a little longer. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. You look the Real Side on BTN Live. Just really want to get back to it. Don't waste any of this man's time. I'm back at it with Dan Pilla, the tax man. It should be, you know, frankly, and not because we built a friendship and he's on the show with me, but he really should be your first call, man. just head over to Tax Help Online, taxhelponline.com. Buy the book. It gives you your first call with him free. I mean, he can give you some advice and talk about your situation, but you need real information. You really need to understand. I have learned so much from him in the last year and a half, and just in the terminologies, because terminologies, when it comes to the IRS, it brings you to your knees. I'm sorry, I don't care how strong you are. And I've learned a lot from him enough to know that none of these situations is unbeatable, if you would. And in the last segment, we were talking about some of these people that have gone into a uncollectible status that you have rightly told me that it's kind of a hold button. So now this comes back around, and if you're in that situation, is there a way to maybe pull it out of that and do the offer and compromise early, or
oh, yeah, stuck? Absolutely. Absolutely, Joe. There's no question about it. I mean, I've worked with hundreds of people over the years that would stumble in here after they've been on uncollectible status, what the IRS calls CNC, currently not collectible. And they'll say, I keep getting these annual bills. And that's what happens is when you're on uncollectible status, the IRS reminds you once a year, they send you this notice that says, oh, by the way, Joe, in case you forgot that we have messed up your entire life and screwed up every capacity you ever had to function financially, here's your annual reminder that you still owe us 90 grand. And so people will stumble into the office with these letters and say, I thought this was fixed. No. What you're on is hold here. You're on hold.
Wow.
And so, yeah, we don't need their permission. Once that CNC status has been granted, we don't need their permission to go back then and renegotiate everything, including starting an offer and compromise if you qualify.
Wow. I'm sitting there just chuckling because, again, just by not understanding the terminologies, look what happens. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. It's
really scary.
Exactly. Yep.
So quickly tell me, what happens with if Joe Biden gets in? He's going to repeal all those tax laws because the only one winning here are the ones at the top.
Well, first of all, Biden, and all these leftists, Joe, talk out of both sides of their mouths, and they spew these things out that they spew out so often that people accept them as true without ever checking the facts. So for example, what Biden says is that he's not going to increase taxes on anybody that's earning less than, I forget what his magic number is, but call it 450 grand a year. If you're not making at least 450 grand a year, you don't have to worry about paying more taxes under Biden's tax law. That's what he says. And then he's adamant, both he and Harris are adamant that they will repeal the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, the Trump tax law that took effect in 2018. All right, well, okay, so here's where the disconnect is. If they're going to repeal that act, then by definition, they're going to raise taxes on 80% of Americans, because the fact of the matter is, and this is demonstrably true, the fact of the matter is that the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act only raised taxes for the top 20% of income earners. The top 20% either saw no tax benefits or their taxes went up under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. 80% of the people in America that file tax returns, the bottom 80% of income earners, saw a tax break under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. That is a demonstrably provable fact, okay? It's just demonstrably provable. So this claim that rich people pay no taxes and that rich people got tax breaks under the Jobs Act and it was tax cuts for the rich and all that nonsense is just absolutely flat not true. So Biden says he's going to repeal that, then that means absolutely that he's going to raise taxes on middle-income Americans. There's just no question about it.
And I keep telling people, you have to listen to the words and go past what they say, because how does that play out? You have to, use your God-given ability to think, and how does that actually play out in the end result if he's rolling those back? And I think you and I talked about the last time where some people were complaining that they weren't getting as much back in their taxes, and I said, hello, did you pay as much in? Right.
Yeah, exactly. You and I had that discussion a year
right.
ago,
yeah.
and I think we did a couple of shows on it where we talked very specifically about the fact that once the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act was passed, the IRS went back and restructured all of its withholding tables, Joe. Yep. They issued new withholding tables to every employer in the country on their website and through their system, their IRS's, their system of communication with employers. So the tables were changed. So not as much money was coming out of your paycheck every month. So yeah, when they started filing tax returns, the refunds were down a little bit. But so what? The only thing that means, Joe, is you didn't pay as much into the IRS to
That's
begin
right.
with, which means they weren't holding your money interest free for over a year.
Isn't that great? Wouldn't you love to borrow money like that? Seriously.
Yep.
All right. So listen, we're going to send people to this via the email blast. I want to talk a little bit about the article that you wrote that ended up in WND, which is five declaration truths that should drive your vote. And your point here is not whether you should vote, quote unquote, Republican, Democrat, Green Party, or what have you, but what are some of the things that should be driving your actual vote? Because we are in a serious election.
Here's the premise of the article, Joe. I don't tell people who to vote for.
Right.
I argue what we should vote for. Okay, we've got a political party out there right now that's telling us that we have to fundamentally change America, and we got a political party that's telling us if they're elected, they're going to fundamentally change America. That's the speech that Barack Obama made when he was elected president the night he declared victory in Chicago. He said, I forget his exact words, but we're 2 months away from fundamentally changing America.
Yep.
Well, okay, if we're going to fundamentally change America, Joe, and here's the question these people never answer. What are we going to change it to? All right. What are the American fundamentals that they want to change, and what are they going to change them to? And in the article, I talk about three fundamental principles upon which the American government, American system of law is based. And the first fundamental principle is that we have the right to life. And the second fundamental principle is that we've got the right to liberty. And the third fundamental principle is that we've got the right to the pursuit of happiness, or to say it in a more colloquial way, to own property. We've got the right to own private property. Those are three fundamental rights that are set forth in the Declaration of Independence. The second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence contains this remarkable sentence that says, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, they're endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that in order to protect these rights, governments are instituted among men to make sure that these rights are protected." All right? Those, Joe, are the fundamental principles of American government. My question that I ask in the article is, are you willing to give up your fundamental right to life? Are you willing to give up your right to liberty? Who in the government are you willing to put in charge, Joe, of all of the most important decisions in your private life? If we're going to change that principle, somebody in government has got to take over for your decision making. Who are you willing to assign in the government to do that?
Yeah, no. Absolutely none of them. Not a one of them. It's a dead serious.
Not a one of them.
You know? And that's the scary thing about it, is that people have become so ideology-based that they're not looking truly at what these people actually stand for. You know, I'm an equal opportunity beater. I beat on both sides, Republicans and Democrats, because they do some pretty stupid stuff. And that's the only thing that gives guys like you and me and a few others credibility, because we're not stuck to a party. You know, we're really voting our principles. We're really looking at our principles when we talk about these people. So
that's exactly right, and that's precisely how I conclude the article, Joe. Is, you know, look at what these people stand for, and let's start voting for principles. You know, are we going to leave the development of our system of government, like so many nations in the world, to the whims of war, chance, and conquest? Is that what we want to do, or do we want to ground our system of government in some basic truths, such as the right to life, the right to liberty, and the right to pursue happiness, that is to say, to own private property? How do we want to do this? Do we want to set our systems or our principles completely arbitrarily by whoever happens to come to power every 2 years? I don't think we want that.
No. No. And I agree with you. I think people really need to pay attention. I mean, it's not just depending on what you're voting for. You know, you really got to take a look at the House, who you're voting for your congressional districts, who you're voting for your senators. You got to pay attention, people. Otherwise, you're just looking at a whole bunch of misery. Dan Pilla, taxhelponline.com. Taxhelponline.com. I'll say it. I don't think he will, but he's got to be either one of or the most honest guy in this business. Listen to the commercials, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Dan, God bless. Thanks for doing what you do.
My pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me.
You know, and I only bring people on that have a clue. Remember? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Look, a lot coming up in the next hour. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me. Trump's still going to take it. So many of you send me emails and go, is he in? Is he going to do it? Yes. We'll be back in a little bit. Joe Messina, your host.